The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Do you want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Berrientos. I've got Lexi Brinkley in studio as well as Kip Watson. Hey, guys.
Hello.
You want to go higher, baby?
Absolutely.
We're going higher.
Oh my gosh. I love it. I love being here. It's such an honor and always a pleasure having Kip Watson in studio. Before we went live, I brought in some Rolinos. Okay. And you wonder, what's a Rolino?
Yeah.
Rolino.
I was kind of shocked when I walked into the studio today.
Well, so here you go. I've got contraband in here, but it said it was made in Italy. So I thought it was safe. I went to Jimmy's food store that I love. I get so many products there and they are safe. But this is one that must have slipped through the cracks. And I have to say, as an Italian, I'm embarrassed that this says on it, made in Italy, because obviously they're doing what a lot of American companies
lowered
are doing now.
Standards
I'll probably
a
get
bit.
Whacked for talking
okay,
about
well,
this.
Explain why.
The Rolino company will probably whack me.
The Rolino Mafia.
Coming for ya.
Well, actually, it's the Balcone, which was a brand that was established in 1953.
Why is it breaking your heart?
Well, because it's made with junk. That's why. And so we were trying to figure out. So then we start talking. I said, I guess when you came in, you said, what is it? I said, it's an Italian ho-ho or ding-dong. I couldn't remember if the ding-dong was long or the ho-ho. I thought that the ding-dong was round, but that what was...
No, it is. Wait, yeah.
Right.
The ding-dong is the hockey puck.
The ding-dong is,
round.
I remember when I remember having them in my father's grocery store.
I do, too.
They used to be sold as ring-dings.
I remember, I think, I don't know, ring-ding or ding-dong? Wait.
Like in the
80s. I'm getting mixed up. Okay. And so the ho-ho, which is... you guys want to talk about this like you were talking before we went live?
Well, the ho-ho is the long cylinder-shaped one, which I think should be named the ding-dong.
The names are reversed, right?
It only makes sense.
Yeah. What are you thinking there, Diamond?
Oh, she's not at the mic.
Either way, they're really good.
They are. And but you know what? Okay, so here's the deal, Pickle.
Okay.
Okay, they've got sugar in them, vegetable oil, shortening from palm nut and palm oils, and highly refined coconut oil. But they've got glucose, fructose syrup, pasteurized eggs, wheat flour, pasteurized milk. And this is the American label that has slapped on this Italian package. But I really was like incredibly disappointed. I was.
And you didn't look at it before you purchased?
No, I didn't, because my daughter threw them in the cart. My daughter Antonia.
And you trust the Italians usually.
And I do trust Italians, but I'm not trusting this brand anymore. Yeah. I'm serious.
It makes Get out of here.
I know. They should be ashamed. How can they put that a product of Italy and have that kind of garbage in there? What's happening to the world? Seriously.
We're trading ease and comfort for longevity, good health, etc.
Absolutely. And we have such an amazing show coming up today. I am so excited. I really could barely sleep last night. We have Dr. Thomas Cowan coming on. He is the author of Vaccines, Autoimmunity, and the Changing Nature of Childhood Illness, as well as Human Heart, Cosmic Heart. This man is an absolute rock star. I can't brag about him enough. He's just absolutely amazing. I'm so honored to have him on One Life Radio and go over his books. And we're going to be doing a giveaway right after his segments today. You can go to 214-787-1190. That's 214-787-1190. The 10th caller is going to get both books. So
both
books. You know, he is absolutely such an amazing doctor. I can't even tell you. And see, I'm so excited. I can't even find my special little notes that I have. Okay, this is what I want to say about Dr. Cowan. Okay, so He takes some of the biggest accepted wisdoms and tries to figure out whether they are true or not.
Yeah.
And that goes for the heart. And so I don't want to ruin it. I'm going to let him tell you about the heart if we get to that. But yeah. His book, Human Heart, Cosmic Heart, is an amazing book as well. I have not read all of it, but go to humanheartcosmicheart.com to check it out. Amazing doctor. And of course, Kip Watson, you're always amazing as well. And we're going to be talking about turning pressure and stress into hope.
Yes. Because I think we all need it, man. There's been so much activity going on, even in my own life, as I have a senior in high school, and my daughter is heading off to college.
So
and
yeah, I was thinking about you this morning,
crazy
actually.
Crazy activity going on around my household while you're trying to do all the normal stuff you do, you know?
Right. I thought about you actually this morning when I was dropping off my daughter, and I was thinking, Kip's son, this is his last year. This is his senior year.
Yes.
And then I was thinking, of course, 4 years from now, what is that going to feel like for me? And while I was watching this very crippled boy get off the disabilities of the bus, the school bus for disabled children, and his poor little soul, like how hard he has it and how we take our health and our ability to walk and talk, you know, just all the things that we do. We take our health for granted and we shouldn't. And we should always have gratitude for even being able to do the simplest things like walk.
Well, yes. And we can look at a situation like that and think, oh my gosh, he has it so hard. But you know what? He may not be thinking that.
No, I was thinking
right?
that. He
may not.
He actually looked really happy. And that's,
yes!
You'll hear people say
exactly.
that. I wish that you, not that, maybe that you had cancer again, but how cancer changed their life because it gave them a deep sense of gratitude for
right.
everything in their life that they
right.
do have.
Right.
And
right,
that,
right.
And he's probably a bigger, he's probably a better fighter than all of us because of what he has to struggle with every day.
Yeah.
And then all the people that, work with the special kids, they just seem so sweet and so kind and just a lot of camaraderie. I was just watching it unfold as I was waiting for the bus, because it has a little stoppy thing you have to wait. And so I'm glad that it did, though.
A little stoppy thing.
Yeah. So.
Well, see, I think that a certain amount of pressure and stress is good. Right?
Oh, absolutely.
You need to do hard things. You need to be able to handle pressure and stress. And you probably can handle a lot more than you think you can.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. Absolutely. So, I wanted to talk about something real quick, too, that I read in the Wellbeing Journal, which I wanted to mention that to pick up a copy of the Wellbeing Journal, the September-October 2018 issue, because Dr. Cowan's article in there is another one. It is featured. It's autoimmunity in your gut. And then it goes on to talk about some of the things that we're talking about today. But the Wellbeing Journal has a little blurb. And this is from, I have every one that they've published probably for the last 5 years. But this is, okay, here you go. November, December 2013, I pulled this out. Copper reduces incidence of infections. Did you know, Kip, that a study from the Medical University of South Carolina found that the use of copper metal surfaces on medical or patient room equipment within hospitals resulted in a significant reduction in the overall rate of hospital-acquired infections?
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
It is. And I think, in the last 5-10 years, we've seen a rise, like a lot of golfers, like I remember this from 20 years ago, would wear copper bracelets.
Yeah.
Right. And then they have that whole line of copperware that Brett Favre, he's kind of a spokesman for it.
Yeah. I remember
athletic that. Athletic wear. Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, it says that Ayurvedic medicine practitioners have understood for thousands of years that copper has the power to purify and disinfect, and many Ayurvedic practitioners would fill copper, I thought this was really cool, would fill copper cups with room temperature water overnight to be drunk the following morning. Other uses include copper tongue cleanse to scrape tongues from back to front as daily hygiene practices. However, it says there is a caution regarding ingestion of copper, as too much copper can imbalance other minerals, and that is where I get to my pitch for this product that I love. I use it every day. Sun Warrior, it's a liquid, and it's
silver. Got copper in it?
It's got everything in it, everything, even gold, even silver, even copper, but it's in the perfect balance to keep you healthy. And these are the kind of things that, we've been so far removed from in the modernization and industrialization of man that we have forgotten about these things. And you as a therapist know that, you can have mental problems from not having You're the proper right, minerals. Nutrition. Absolutely. Great nutrition brain and health. Brain minerals.
Brain health and gut health.
Absolutely.
I always look at.
Absolutely. For and sure. Well, it makes me think of Crazy Water.
Yeah.
Sponsor of the show for very, very long. The story of that is this woman ended up in Mineral Springs, Texas, and she was crazy. And she started drinking the water, and whatever mineral imbalance she had in her brain, it fixed it.
Mm.
So, and they're no longer a sponsor, but I love the company. I do. Yeah. And and I still drink their water. So,
yeah.
And anyway, so I'm so anxious to get started with Dr. Cowan that I am going to break right now, you guys. We have a great show coming up. We're going to be talking about vaccines, autoimmunity, and the changing nature of childhood illness with Dr. Thomas Cowan. He has studied and written about many subjects in medicine, including nutrition and anthroposophical medicine and herbal medicine. Can't wait to get him on the line. Dr. Thomas Cowan, stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. You've got to stop holding me the way you do. Oh, what if I'm not the one for you? Why have we been through what we have been through? It's so cold. Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from HM Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try HM Company products. Search HM Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Kip Watson, and I have Dr. Thomas Cowan on the line. Dr. Thomas Cowan has studied and written about many subjects in medicine, including nutrition, anthroposophical medicine, and herbal medicine. He is the author of Vaccines, Autoimmunity, and the Changing Nature of Childhood Illness, Human Heart and Cosmic Heart, and many other available at Human Heart. CosmicHeart.com. I'm so nervous, Dr. Cowan. I really am. It's such a thrill to have you on the air with us.
Thank you.
I have a crush on your brain. I really do. You're just so intelligent. It's like off the charts. But your two books, I have them right in front of me, Vaccines, Autoimmunity, and The Changing Nature of Childhood Illness. And your first book, well, I don't know if it was your first book, but it was your book that came out before the vaccine autoimmunity one, Human Heart, Cosmic Heart, A Doctor's Quest to Understand, Treat, and Prevent Cardiovascular Disease. Your article, The Root of Autoimmune Disease Can Be Found in the Gut, is featured in the 2018 September-October edition of the Well-Being Journal. Dr. Cowan has served as Vice President of the Physicians Association for Anthroposophic Medicine and its founding board member of the Weston A. Price Foundation. Dr. Cowan practices medicine in San Francisco, where he resides with his wife, Linda Smith. Again, your website is humanheartcosmicheart.com. Okay, so let's just start talking about this incredibly big subject. What is the general theory of vaccines?
Okay, so the general theory is, maybe I should go through just sort of how this whole thing came about.
Okay.
So basically, people say, talk about their immune system, but the reality is we actually have two immune systems. So the first one is called the cell-mediated immune system. And the way this works is if you encounter a organism like a virus that you've never been exposed to before, let's say chickenpox, the virus gets in and infects, you know, hundreds, thousands, maybe even millions of cells, usually around your respiratory tract. And so you end up with all these infected cells. And of course, the body doesn't want that, so it calls in the cells, the white blood cells, that's to basically attack and digest and excrete those infected cells.
Mm-hmm.
So when that happens, the important point to realize is that the activation of the white blood cells, the cell-mediated response, is actually what we call being sick. So it's the cell-mediated response that gives us a fever and a rash and mucus and a cough and all the other things that we associated with sick. It's not the virus itself that makes us sick. The virus just provokes a cell-mediated response.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I know that is because if you can suppress the cell-mediated response and infect somebody with a virus and actually kill them, but they'll never get, quote, sick. And on the other hand, you can stimulate a cell-mediated response with certain chemicals, and you don't need to have any virus or any organism, and the person will be sick.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first step. It happens with all infectious disease. And the point of that is to eliminate the virus and eliminate the infected cells.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, because...
No, go ahead. I was just going to make a point because I remember reading about this in your book. People don't understand that. It's something as simple as getting a splinter in your finger, and the pus that is created behind it is basically the same kind of response that you were just discussing, right?
Right, yeah. And it's the same that happens if you smoke, you put splinters, so to speak, in your lungs, and then you cough it up, and we call that bronchitis. And then you go to the doctor, and unfortunately, they think that the bronchitis is the illness when it's actually the pus getting the splinter out. And so they get rid of the pus, meaning the bronchitis, with drugs, and then keep the splinter in there, in this case, the smoke, and you do that twice a year for 20 years, and then you get lung cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's a little simplistic, but basically lung cancer is because you put stuff in your lungs and somebody stopped you from getting it out. And it's only when you have both that you have trouble.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So getting back to the second part of the immune system, we don't want to have chickenpox or measles or mumps over and over and over again. That would be just not fun. So the body has a second part of the immune system called the antibody or humoral arm. And basically the body tags one of the proteins or antigens on the virus, and it makes antibodies to that part of the virus so that we don't need to get the cell-mediated system involved the next time. So the next time, the first one takes about 7 to 10 days. The antibody humoral response takes about 6 weeks. And when both happen together, you're immune for life, almost 100%.
Wow.
So nobody ever gets measles, mumps, rubella, or pertussis twice. Now, the antibody reaction has no outward or visible symptoms. You're not sick. You don't know anything's happening. You just make antibodies. And again, they persist for life. And as I say, when both things happen together, you'll never get sick again.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it normally works. The theory of a vaccine is basically very straightforward and simple. It is, we don't want the cell-mediated part because that's what's making our children or people sick. So we want to skip that part and just provoke a humoral or antibody reaction by giving a piece of the virus. So we engineer them to mostly, there's some exceptions here, but mostly not have any cell-mediated response, because if you made a cell-mediated response, the parents would say, hey, you just made my child sick and I don't want that, and so they wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to engineer them so that you only make an antibody response. The theory being, as we were told in the beginning, since that's the part that's the memory part, it will be the same as natural immunity, and you'll have one measles shot and you'll never get measles again or whatever. There's a few problems with that theory. One is, first of all, it's not true, because that's why we give measles boosters. That's why we give tetanus boosters. That's why we now tell adults that they're not immune to measles, because the antibodies wore off and they have to get a measles booster every 10 years, even mm-hmm. though nobody does that.
Right.
So the idea that you could make lifelong immunity because of a vaccine is completely, it's just not true, and everybody knows it's not true. The second problem was, if you just take a piece of the chickenpox or piece of the measles virus, the antigenic piece, and put it with saline and a preservative, you won't make antibodies, and so the whole thing will fail. So they realized that early on, and that you have to add something to the mix to stimulate an antibody response, and that's called an adjuvant. Now, by definition or by necessity, the adjuvant has to be something that's essentially toxic to the immune system. You can't give just like vitamin C and you won't make antibodies. So you have to give things like aluminum and formaldehyde and thimerosal and human, DNA and, antifreeze, glyphosate, all the rest of these things.
Mm-hmm.
People always say, well, why do they put that stuff in there? It's obviously not good for you. And the answer is because if they don't put some of those things, particularly aluminum, you won't make antibodies and the whole thing will fail. So they have to put adjuvants in. And that's where the problem comes in. So the two problems, one is it doesn't last for the life of the person, never. And two, you have to put in toxins to stimulate an antibody response, because otherwise it won't work.
Well, it's this conversation that we're having is absolutely mind blowing. I know there's people out there listening, thinking, oh my gosh, And so we're going to continue on. You're going to stay with us. We're going to go to break, and Dr. Cowan will be back. We're going to continue this conversation about vaccines, autoimmunity, and the changing nature of childhood illness, which is also the title of his book. Everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Have you ever?
Down the day.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Kip Watson, and Dr. Thomas Cowan. He has studied and written about many subjects in medicine, including nutrition, anthroposophical medicine, and herbal medicine. It's such an honor to have him on the show. He is the author of Vaccines, Autoimmunity, and the Changing Nature of Childhood Illness, as well as Human Heart, Cosmic Heart. And you can actually find him at humanheartcosmicheart.com. As I said at the beginning of the show, it is such an honor to have you on the show. This is such a huge subject, one that everyone wants to know about. They really do. Whether they're for or against vaccines, I think everyone would agree we all need a better understanding. And so I'll ask you this very direct question, Dr. Cowan. Do vaccines really work?
Well, that's a great question. And let me start by reading a quote here. This was by a guy named Albert Sabin, who is the developer of the Sabin polio vaccine. So he's one of the luminaries in the history of vaccine research and development. He's, you know, upper pantheon. So here's a quote from him, quote, official data have shown that large-scale vaccination in the U.S. has failed to obtain any significant improvement of the diseases for which they were supposed to provide immunization. In essence, it was and is a failure.
Wow.
Now, the question that people might want to ask is, so why do we think that vaccines work? I mean, that's really the central question. And interestingly, and the other point I would make here is that if we're having a, you know, clear and rational and scientific debate, we should be able to, like in all areas of medicine, debate papers and methodology and conclusions and see why people think what they do.
Absolutely.
So here's the most cited paper ever on the history of the effectiveness of vaccines. It's a paper called Rausch et al. It was published in 2007, published in the Journal of the AMA, and it's called Historical Comparison of Morbidity and Mortality for Vaccine-Preventable Diseases in the U.S. So this is the paper that was he was a CDC senior researcher that basically is the most quoted that vaccines work. He says diphtheria, there was 100% reduction in deaths due to vaccines, mumps 100%, pertussis, whooping cough 99.3% reduction in deaths due to the vaccines, measles 100% reduction, and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty impressive. That's the most cited, most scientific paper ever been written on the effectiveness of vaccines. The question, though, is where did he get those numbers from? And here's, you know, most doctors, I would suggest, and most researchers and most people listening, you know, they've never read the paper. They have no idea. They just
right.
hear that, and they say, wow, that sounds pretty good. But here's where he got that from. If you take, and I'm going to make up some numbers so that your listeners can follow this, because and if they need to, they can go to the paper and see the numbers for themselves. If you take, say, 1910 and look at the death rate where we have very clear numbers, let's just say it was 100 deaths per 100,000 people in the U.S. from, let's say, diphtheria. And then over time, from 1910, from 100 deaths per 100,000 down to 1950, say, it went down from 100 deaths to 6 deaths per 100,000. And then the vaccine was introduced in, say, 1960, and the death rate went from 6 to 2. Now, if you look at the entire scope of things from 1910, when it was 100, to pre-vaccine 1950, when it was 6, and then from 6 down to 2, what this researcher, Rausch, did was he looked at only the numbers from 6 to 2 and said, that's 100% drop.
Gotcha.
But the point I'm making here is 98% of the drop happened before there was vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
He left that part out.
Yeah.
Now, we could have a debate about whether that's a correct methodology, because I would point out that he is accurate. If you take the 5 years or so, and I have the numbers here, you know, 98% of the drop in diphtheria was before the vaccines. 90% of the drop in death rate from whooping cough was before the vaccines. 98% of the drop in measles was before there was vaccines. And he only took, essentially, now there was 3 deaths from measles, and then it went down to 1. So that's like a 70% drop. Hallelujah. But the reality is that number is meaningless. At least that's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, somebody else could say, no, we should only look at the 5 years before, and we should ignore what happened in the 50 years before that, and I would argue that that's incorrect.
It's definitely shocking, you know, all of this that you present in your book, Vaccines, Autoimmunity, and the Changing Nature of Childhood Illness. So many things I want to ask you. So how many vaccines do American children typically receive by the age of 18?
It's changing, you know, month by month. It's around 69 to 70.
Wow. Wow. Well, and this is what, a 60, I believe I read it's a 62.
Not 69 different vaccines.
Right, right.
Like some of those are flu shots. There's, you know, 5 DPTs, and there's, you know, used to be 1 measles. They said it was good for life.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's 3, and, you know, et cetera. So there's not 69 different ones, but the total number of injections. And they get about 5 different injections at 2 months,
mm-hmm.
and et cetera. So there's, you know, there's different numbers here.
Well, and I have to bring up something that just happened yesterday to Lexi Brinkley. She is one of the producers of the show. She's 6 months pregnant. And after her OBGYN visit, they said to her, oh, we discovered that you are no longer, what did they say to you, Lexi?
Immune to the German measles.
To the German measles, which is rubella, the MMR shot. She said, after you have the baby, you'll have to get a booster MMR MMR shot. And I said, and I thought, well, if it's not dangerous, why not now? Why not now? And why does she even need one, Dr. Cowan?
So there's 2 points I want to make here. I want to also go back to the previous discussion about the problem with stimulating antibody production over and over again. But to answer your question, what that means is the vaccine failed. So presumably she was given a German measles shot, and now the immunity has worn off. And I can't emphasize how much that's a tragedy of medical judgment. Because in the, say, olden days, and even now in Europe, they always let the girls in particular get German measles when they're young, when it's almost 100% harmless, and then the immunity lasts for life so that they will be immune to German measles when they're pregnant, and they will pass antibodies to protect their young baby while they're breastfeeding against German measles. That's how it works. That's how nature designed it. And so it also gets into this concept of herd immunity. What you've done by vaccinating is, let me back up a step. The whole point of a German measles vaccine is so you don't get it when you're pregnant. And that was 100% done by letting all the girls, all the children get measles when they were young.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is if you vaccinate, and the vaccine we know lasts only about 10 years, the first one, and then the second one only about 2 to 3 years. So by the time these girls become women and are having babies, they're no longer immune to German measles. So the very thing that the whole vaccine program was meant to prevent, it made it worse.
Wow.
And I mean, if that isn't ironic and make people pause, because the reality is, even though herd immunity is supposedly one of the rationales for vaccines, the fact of the matter is we basically had herd immunity to German measles before there was a vaccine, because all the children got it,
mm-hmm.
all the adults were immune for life. If you give a vaccine that lasts only 2 to 3 years, unless you're prepared to vaccinate all the adults with MMR every 2 to 3 years for the rest of their life, which I can promise you will cause an unbelievably high amount of negative effects, you will never have herd immunity, because most of the adults, like this friend of yours, will be found to be not immune when they're adults.
Wow.
And so you end up having people at the worst time of their life, meaning adults, and now she doesn't have antibodies to pass to her baby, so the baby will be not protected in the first 6 months of her life like the baby would have been if she had gotten normal German measles when she was young.
Mm-hmm.
This is a epidemiological nightmare, which is, I think, one of the reasons why the public health people are so worried about it, because they realize they have now essentially engineered a situation where the worst possible people are susceptible to these diseases.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think anyone likes to admit it when they're wrong. And this is a huge industry as well. And so it's so complicated. It really is. It's a huge mess. And I hope that you'll come back. I want to speak about this regularly. I want to educate all of America about vaccines and what's really going on with them and our immune system. We have to go to break, Dr. Cowan. I hope you'll come back. Such an honor to have you on the show. Thank you so much for writing this incredible book. I've been waiting for a book like this for 21 years since I had my first baby.
Well, thank you.
No, I mean it with all my heart. And I'm going to be giving it to all my friends. I already got Alexi a copy, and we're actually going to give away a copy of your both books, that and Human Heart, Cosmic Heart, right after we go to break here. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank
all right.
You.
I'll talk to you soon. Thank you again. Everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of HM Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from HM Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try HM Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and this is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
That's refreshing music. I'm a little uptight. That was an intense interview with Dr. Cohen. And by the way, I have the giveaway for his books, 214-787-1190. You can call now. 10th caller gets a copy of both books. Such a great guy. So incredibly intelligent. I cannot wait to have him back. We're going to do a series with him, actually. I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our weekly newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors because they bring this programming to you. Great companies like Sun Warrior. Sun Warrior is a premier all-natural raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powders and supplements. The H-Hemp Company, use the code OLR for 20% off your first order, made only with premium hemp, cannabinoid genetics, not hemp used for seeds, protein, or rope. Tested by third parties to ensure no pesticides, solvents, or other contaminants. And of course, sunlight and infrared saunas. I love mine, absolutely love mine. I'll be in it tonight. I don't know which one I'm going to do, though, because I've got, you know, I want to anti-age, and I want to detox, and I want my blood pressure to be better. So they've got the cardiovascular one, too.
Oh.
And of course, anti-aging. So it's hard to pick.
Can you not just do them all?
Do all three. Yeah. Maybe I'll just live in there. I'll sleep in there tonight and do one after the other. But great company. I love my Sunlight and Infrared Sauna. Check them out at sunlighten.com. And of course, Paleo Magazine. Visit them at Paleo Mag online to find a store near you and pick up a copy. And of course, the Wellbeing Journal, heralding the integration of medicine with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health. Wellbeing Journal is now available in both print and digital version. Order online at wellbeingjournal.com. And of course, the Furball is coming up. Kip will be there with us.
Yes.
Right?
I have it on my calendar.
I don't know what I'm going to wear yet. I haven't decided. But you know, it's a ball, so you get to, you know, get dressed up fancy once in a while, right? We're all trying to decide. Okay.
We got to coordinate.
We got to color coordinate or something,
well,
I think.
The only, like, evening dress type thing I have is black, ladies. So
yeah, I was thinking black.
Yeah, that's the go-to.
Black is good. Okay. Black's one of my best colors, but I don't know.
Also pink.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I do have this new pink dress.
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't know.
Well, I do have a plum one, but that's what I marry people in. Like when I officiate weddings, that's what I wear.
That's your marrying dress?
Yes. That's, you know.
I saw a video or something of you on Facebook or a picture of you marrying somebody.
Yes.
I'm one of those too. I'm a minister. I forget from the Wackadoodle Church. I don't know.
From the Wackadoodle Church?
The United Wacky Church. Okay. I got it back years ago. But you're an actual minister, right?
Yes. I do have my ordination.
Well, there you go. Look at you.
I know. It's the strangest combination of being, a seminary degree.
How many weddings have you done?
I've only done two. I don't do them very often.
I was going to marry people at Adrift once. That's why I thought that would be fun, to marry people at Adrift. And I got from that United, you know, what's it called? You can do it online. It takes literally 5 minutes. And I got my what do you call that thing that hangs around your body? Like that?
Like the sash type?
Like
thing?
A sash. And then I had like a special parking pass for ministers that I could put on my car.
Oh my God. I don't have that. I just have the certificate and the degree. How about that?
Oh my gosh. It feels good to laugh.
Yes.
I'm turning the pressure off and
that's what hope involves. Hope involves laughing.
Okay. So Kip Watson is a licensed professional.
We got like
counselor.
2 minutes to talk about this.
I know. Kip Watson is a licensed professional counselor and supervisor. She is also a sports psychology professional with 2 master's degrees, nearly 20 years of experience with athletes, coaches, families, and corporate teams. She is a certified high performance coach and a former professional athlete, Kip Watson. You can find her on Twitter at KipFit. Okay, you have 4 minutes. So let's go. Okay, turning pressure and stress into hope.
No pressure.
No pressure. We can do this.
Okay.
We can totally do this. Well, you know what? I think the key to maintaining hope is really all about a lot about what this show is about, which is mindset and taking care of your brain and body. And turning those beliefs about stress or pressure, you got to have a realistic view about it, right? And when you do, then there's that, whether it's a bud of hope or whether it's a full-blown tree or flower of hope, you're going to have hope. But you got to have the right mindset, and you got to take care of yourself.
But hope, we've talked about this before, can be dangerous, can it?
How so?
Well, we've talked about this. Depends upon the type of hope. If you're too hopeful about something, sometimes you're not as sensible about it, right?
Well, right. When we go to that, someone who's really optimistic or idealistic versus someone who's more critical or realistic, the best decisions are made when you use both.
Right.
Yeah, I'm more optimistic.
Yeah, me too. And
both of you are more idealistic.
Oh, absolutely. I'll hold on to hope until someone cuts the rope on me. You know, it's just the way I am and my mentality.
Yes.
So, okay.
But then there's some people like, you know, I've talked about my mom before, okay, yeah. But she just is the shining example of having a more critical or negative mindset, and she'll say that. She's the one that will say, God, something always happens.
Glass
right?
half empty.
Right, and the worst case scenario she's mm-hmm. thinking, or don't do that in case, right? And she's right. thinking about the worst possible thing that could happen, mm-hmm. right? But what that does is it totally kills any amount of hope, right? It weakens the amount of hope or optimism that you have or could have.
I get it. It makes sense. And so, you know, protecting the mind, that's our salvation, right? Out of stress and depression. So tell us how it hinges on hope.
Well, hope, if we look at the, you know, sort of technical definition of it, it is an optimistic state of mind. It's expecting, right? Whatever it is you're anticipating, whatever it is you're desiring, there's a sense of confidence there that mm-hmm. even though you're going through something really hard, you know it's temporary, it might be isolated, and you know eventually it's not going to be this mm-hmm. way.
Yeah.
Right? There's an expected confidence that that's going to change.
Well, and that hope sends you back into that comfort zone. And I'm thinking about like a relationship. If you've ended a relationship and you've got good memories too, you have a tendency,
yes.
okay, to remember the good and not the bad as you cling on to.
I know, I do. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It makes you mm-hmm. feel better to hold yeah. on to those memories, right?
It does.
We're going to have to talk more about this next week.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry we ran out of time. I just,
okay.
you know, it was one of those shows.
We'll do it. Well, I'll be in California next week.
Oh, okay. Then the following
so we'll
week.
We'll have to do it.
We're going
to,
yeah, because I really believe this is an incredibly important subject.
Well, it's a book I'm writing too.
I didn't know that.
It is about hope.
All
so.
Right.
Yes.
Congratulations. I cannot okay. wait. Okay. All right. Well, you know what? What a great thing. That's awesome, Kip. So proud of you. Everyone, you know what? Thank you so much for listening. We always enjoy doing the show. I hope you found it informative today. You know, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
What if you could prepare, predict, and prevent when you struggle as an athlete? What if I gave you a clear roadmap as to what your issues could be, whether that's anxiety, lack of confidence, motivation, focus, relationship issues, depression, and even addiction? Well, that's what I do. It's a simple yet unique process to help you understand and improve what we call the intangibles, or the mental side of sports. And once we know, then we go to work improving your mental and life skills so you achieve consistent, high performance. Hey, let's face it, you invest a lot of time and money on the physical side of sports. The mental side is just, if not more, important. I'm Kip Watson, sports psychology professional. Visit my website at braincodecorp.com. That's braincodecorp.com.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
Hello, I'm Ali McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.